Madam Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for coming to Plymouth. My name is Omer Ahern Jr. I live here in Plymouth. I'm a fourth generation worker of the land. My family came to Plymouth in 1897, purchased a farm on the Pemmi River. I own a portion of that family farm. I'm a tree farmer, have a certified tree farm. Glove Hollow Brook runs through my tree farm. Historically, our property has a hydro site on that brook. I'm also a county commissioner here in Grafton County. I've also gone to Rye Beach, New Hampshire, been to Charlestown, New Hampshire, been to Deerfield, New Hampshire, been to Concord, New Hampshire, talking about our energy concerns up here in the North Country. Plymouth is still part of the North Country. But I guess I hadn't planned on saying anything this evening. I had to rely on friends to get here this evening because we've got some eyesight issues. But listening to all the folks speaking this evening and my working with many other folks in this room, going out and trying to educate the public and knowing what's gone on locally with the wind turbines, which are, I believe, ruining our viewscape here in the Plymouth area. And I think it's so unfair to the people that are living in this area to tell them to suck it up. I'm concerned about this power coming, or any power coming through New Hampshire that is not made available to the people of the state of New Hampshire. We seem to be poised to be just a route for others to take advantage of. And I'm concerned that we're not doing enough to promote our own local energy resources, biomass and hydro. What made New England prosperous over the years was its own hydropower. And I'm afraid that when push comes to shove, and as a matter of national security, we are not being prudent, we're not being wise to bring in power from another country. The Canadians are, yes, our friends, but I think we're not being prudent if we're not developing a policy here in New Hampshire that promotes and encourages our own local energy producers here in New Hampshire. Let me give you one example, one concrete example. A few years ago, I did some research into putting a micro hydroelectric generator on my property on Glove Hollow Brook here in Plymouth. Looking at the historical records, as I said, that there had been a dam producing, well, actually, our property is the site of the first circular sawmill in New Hampshire. But knowing that our property had had water-powered equipment and mills over the years, I looked into the possibility of putting a micro-hydro project on our property. And the smallest dam that I could, or project that I could put in, was going to cost me $75,000. And part of the cost of that was the rules and regulations and the permits that were going to be required by the state of New Hampshire. Now, I know that we're looking for the government to protect us here in New Hampshire, But at the same time, I'm concerned about rules and regulations that prevent us, people living here in New Hampshire, who own property here in New Hampshire, who pay taxes in New Hampshire, raise our children here in New Hampshire. We can't do things with our property because of the already overburdened rules and regulations that keep us, the people here of New Hampshire, down and not able to use our land the way we would like to. So I feel it's very important that this commission continue with its work to address the issues that have been identified here this evening that are not fully addressed, that require more due diligence for the benefit of all the people that are concerned, but taking into account the people that live here, that are raising their families here, that pay their taxes here, and that I ask you folks on the commission, and many of you are state employees, but the people, I believe, do count. The people are what make New Hampshire so special here in New Hampshire. Yes, we have the views, we have the land. The land is very important to me, but it's the people who live here in New Hampshire that make New Hampshire a very special place to live. And I really hope that you will do everything that you can to get out to the public, because I believe, based upon my going to various places in New Hampshire, that every time I've gone down to talk to people and they find out what's going on, that they're shocked and they can't believe that it's happening. And so educating the people, I think, is going to be very important. I thank you for your time. Thank you for coming to Plymouth. And God bless America and God bless the state of New Hampshire.